This is Anne McCubbin here to talk with Elaine Boyd about our latest follow-up report on best value and community planning at Inverclyde Council. Elaine, what did the initial audit report say?
The initial report highlighted areas of good service performance. However, the Council needed to establish best value and the report called for changes. In particular, more effective leadership by senior managers and elected members, and a greater consistency in decision-making and scrutiny by senior managers and elected members. The Council needed an effective approach to corporate strategic management and needed to develop a culture of always seeking to improve and showing a clear approach to best value for money.
So how's the Council doing now?
This is a real success story. Inverclyde Council have made significant progress in delivering their improvement programme. They now have the building blocks in place to provide best value and have a solid foundation for making further improvements. They've made significant improvements so far since our last report, such as their strategic planning arrangements, management arrangements and political management arrangements. Structures have now been addressed and the new management structure is beginning to embed throughout the council, and councillors have been provided with a comprehensive training programme. New systems and processes are starting to take effect and service improvement is visible within the council. The council is embracing all the challenges with clear commitment and renewed energy and enthusiasm. It now needs to focus on keeping the momentum up and delivering service improvements and demonstrating customer satisfaction levels. However, the council still needs to look at its trading operations and the limited progress to date and demonstrate that value for money and competitiveness within these operations.
How has this achieved this?
The Council have approached delivery of their improvement programme with clear commitment, enthusiasm and energy. They have built monitoring procedures to ensure delivery of the desired outcomes within the programme. There's been considerable work carried out on setting a clear direction through community and corporate plans, and also with changes to political management arrangements and management structures. In addition to this, the Council have developed a strategic planning and performance management framework, which is now embedded within the Council and monitors performance and planning throughout Council activity.
Finally, what happens next?
The Council need to keep up the momentum and continue to improve.
Elaine, thanks very much.